creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
So,
she comes to my house, I feed her, and she just basically spits at me.
Mm-hmm, but she loved mine. Yeah. I could feed her shit, and she'd smile. And
oh, this is great.
Speaking. So, we get in the house and everything, and we're just laughing. We're just sitting there. You know, we're like, it's almost about time to go. Uh-huh. And the dog hit shit on the ground. So that opened up a conversation with her. And she goes, I don't know what it is. Talk about eating different foods. That's what it was, because she wanted to go out to eat. There we go. And her stomach. Okay. So she goes, yeah, the other day I was laying in the bed and I thought I had gas and I lifted up one of my cheeks and all of a sudden...
Did she shart herself?
She did.
Yeah.
Told you this story?
Yes, but it gets good.
You just missed shart week with Big Fatty. This would have been great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but this gets good. Okay. It's all you have to do is tell us she did that. So she decides to go ahead and paint the picture. So I feel like Kathy Griffin because my hands are up like this.
Have you noticed when you get a certain age, they love talking about their bowel movements.
Mm. Oh, Lord. Okay. So she goes, I couldn't believe it. She's like, I felt it and I had shit in my pants and right in the bed. And she goes, you know, it was kind of shit, you know, when you're making,
pudding.
She would never, never talk this in depth to me.
Do you know when you're cooking pudding on the stove?
And do people still do that?
Wait, this
no.
is
No, when you're cooking pudding on the stove and you take it off and it kind of cools a little bit.
And like, what the fuck?
And we're looking at each other.
Bye, Graham. Gotta go.
Yeah. So she's like, when you're cooking pudding and then you take it off the stove and you start to let sit and it's not quite cool yet. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm looking at Mom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
When you get a certain age, they love talking about their bowel movement.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2124 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2016. Yo, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, shot week continues. Big Fatty, it's gonna be a blowout. Blowout. Hello, Ides. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, beware the Ides of March. Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with shot week? Well, it did Julius Caesar. Oh, did he make a good, has something to do with a solid? No, it had nothing to do with a solid. But, do you know the story behind the Beware the Ides of March? No, Big Fatty, but I have a feeling you're about to goggle it and tell us all about it. Yes, you're not prepared. Well, let's just see here now. Let's just try to pull this up. Beware the Ides of March. There it is right there. And it says, y'all, this is from the wiki. This is from the wiki. It says the Ides of March is a day on the Roman calendar. Big Fatty, is that anything like the Marcan calendar? Very similar. That corresponds to the 15th of March. It was marked by several religious observances and became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 B.C. Big Fatty! The death of Caesar made the Ides of March a turning point in Roman history as one of the events that marked the transition from the historical people period, Big Fatty, known as the Roman Republic, to the Roman Empire. Although March was the third month on the Julian calendar, in the oldest Roman calendar, it was the first month of the year. holidays observed by the Romans from the first through the Ides often reflect their origins as New Year's celebrations. Big Fatty, you're just a wealth of knowledge. And y'all, you remembered that Monday was Pi Day. Yes, Big Fatty, you reminded us. And y'all, I forgot to sing. For Big Fatty, it's embarrassing. It is just embarrassing. But y'all, I'd like to sing the special song that I can only sing once a year, and that would have been on yesterday's little show. Big Fatty, we'll forgive you this year, but don't let it happen again. Okay, here we go. It's Pi Day, it's Pi Day. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you are gonna get in trouble. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 15th of March, y'all, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is over there in the United Kingdom, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he used to be on that stoke it, Big Fatty, poke it. Stick it with a poke, or stoke it with a pick. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he used to be on that show with regularity. He showed up here a few weeks ago. Y'all, it is the Red FF Pup. Big Fatty, we love the Red FF Pup. Well, yes. And so, y'all, if you happen to see the... y'all, that is a ham steak and some broccoli and cheese. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be tooting all night. Y'all, if you happen to see the Red FF Pup on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that since Pi Day is over, that we can get back to offering up a big old piece of cake with Red FF Pup. He probably likes those rosebuds. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we have an Ask Big Fatty question today. And y'all, it comes to us from that Lamont Cranston. And he says, hey, Big Fatty, hope you're doing well. I've been traveling a lot in the past 2 months, 7 countries in total, and Vermont, which is like its own country. I did learn that the Dutch do not like animals. Bears and cubs and otters get totally ignored in the Amsterdam sauna. For the first time in our lives, my friend and I experienced not having to shoo people away at one of those places. It was not at all hurtful and actually pretty funny. I'm just caught up on your shows, and since you're in a content lull, I figure you'd give you an excellent question, so cue the music. Big Fatty, you've already done that! Have you ever had a coal miner ask for your help improving his smile with that dentist finding app on your phone? I work in a big office building, and I tend to block people who work dangerously close to me on the dating sites. Have you entertained any calling coal miners in the past? Also, just a reminder about this germ. Excuse me. Oh, no, and that's when he also told me about the Shark Week thing. Well, first of all, Lamont Cranston, thank you so much for the questions. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, you've run your mouth so long, the music's over. Poor Big Fatty. But anyway, regardless of the music, this is an excellent question, Lamont Cranston, and one I'm happy to answer, music or not. Yes, Big Fatty, I have been approached by other coal miners, but you know, I immediately, if they are in proximity of Big Fatty coal mine, I usually either ignore them. I don't block per se, but I generally ignore them, or just very short small talk, and it never gets to the point of gentleman callerness. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, yes! Okay, y'all, on, okay, on a Sunday night, y'all, I was on the okay, on the dental, Finder dating app, and y'all, the 31-year-old that came by a couple of weeks ago, Herbie, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He says, you want some company? And I said, yes. And y'all, he came over, okay. And y'all, it was just, it was a quickie. It was just a quickie, but y'all, it was a goodie. Big Fatty, I do. Thank goodness you didn't say goodie bag, because that just makes me wanna. Okay, thank you for calling. Bye bye now. Yeah, I guess y'all. Now it is shot week, and y'all, I've got a clip here that I'm gonna play for you, and y'all, this is from the Ink Blind and Confused. Sure, you know that's with Kim, she's the inked one, and Jay, he's the blind one, and Melissa, she's the confused one. Yes, Big Fatty, how appropriate. So let's just hear what they had to say about sharding. Yes, Big Fatty.
Kim dying over a shart joke. End scene.
Well, I've got some pickup lines.
pertaining to sharding?
No, sorry. Pickup lines related to sharding. That definitely would be something Big Fatty would know a lot more about. or probably Granny. Let me read a couple of them.
Dear Gussie Hall, can you imagine pickup lines for sharding? Oh, excuse me, did you sit in chocolate pudding? Are you happy to see me? Big Oh, you're so excited you couldn't hold it any longer, I see. Oh, what is that lovely smell, Granny? Big Fatty, you say that every Saturday night. It's true, but y'all, it's just of a sharding pickup lines. Can you imagine that? Y'all, do you listen to that Blime Time? They used to be the next Blime, and I've got a clip here, and it's about a wine rag sharding himself. Big Fatty, vulgar.
Thursday, I went to work, you know, I was okay. And then come like 3 o'clock, 15 minutes before I'm out to leave, I got this feeling like...
This is when you're back at work?
I'm back at work Thursday, and 3 o'clock, like 15 minutes before I'm about to like punch out and walk out the door, I get this feeling, and I just, the image that comes to mind is like, there's that trailer for the movie Exodus, Gods and Kings, and at the end of the trailers, there's this like huge tidal wave. Imagine that huge tidal wave, like trying to get out of my ass. It was coming out the other end, and I'm like kegling and clenching and praising Jesus, like, let me get to the bathroom, Lord Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God. So
that happened to me at Olive Garden the other day.
Oh man, for the first time in my life, I kind of crapped my pants. So like, there was like a tablespoon of Hershey squirts that fell out.
A tablespoon of poo.
Well, that's what I saw on the aftermath. It was like, I mean, it was kind of like, oh, I can't believe that just happened.
But
just so our listeners know, he's never cooked in his life, so his tablespoon could really be the size of a measuring cup.
I know. I'll tell you exactly why I know tablespoon.
Big Fatty, it's just vulgar. Tablespoon of poop, and it's so vile. Our last little clip today, y'all, it's one I've had for a while, these guys, they don't even do a new show anymore. Big Fatty, we're so sad. But y'all, it's Calvin and JR from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, and one last little clip from them. Yes, Big Fatty.
Jim, or I don't know, any number of my self-improvement tasks.
Like pooping?
Like pooping. You know how I hate pooping.
And peeing?
You know. Well, actually, Big Fatty's had a very poop-filled week.
Big Fatty, that could be most any week. It is not necessarily short week, it's true. But y'all, it's just nice to hear their voices again. Y'all, I'm going to close out today. It's not anything else about short week. But y'all, do you remember Randy, our Big Fatty, we don't know. He's one of our lurkers that, you know, recently de-lurked. And he says, Randy, I assume it's okay for me to say this. He says, hey, everybody, I hope you get good news from your doctor at your annual fiscal. Ask him to use three fingers when you bend over. Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. He says, get the noisemakers out and cue the congratulatory singers. I got promoted at work yesterday. And y'all, he's moved from a supervisor to an analyst. Big Fatty, how highfalutin. And y'all, he got quite a substantial salary increase also. And he says, be well and hugs and stuff from PA. Big Fatty, is that? I think that's Pennsylvania. Oh, Pennsylvania, where our new state slogan is pursue your happiness with love. Randy, the ex-lurker and the number 8 fan of the BFO, except he said BDO, for 2016. Randy, congratulations. Congratulations to you. That's just wonderful to hear that news. And I hope you're buying yourself something really, really special. Y'all, also, thank you to everyone for your kind thoughts and all about the Hatterina. I'm happy to report that she was released from the hospital on Monday afternoon, and she is back at the Hat Cave back over there in Hatlanta and feels just fine. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, on a serious note, y'all, I've been listening to little shows, and y'all, I heard the little show by Tim and James over there at the Taste Like Burning about their puppy dog, Xanda. And y'all, just keep them in your thoughts. It's never easy to lose a pet, and it's just keep them in your thoughts. Send them a big hug. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that clip, a short clip from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, and I think that was Joey Bukkake's brother and his mother. And Joey, what do you think about Big Fatty's short week?
When you get a certain age, they love talking about their bowels.
Oh, a certain age? How old are you, Joey? Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.